Bibles to Isaiah 43, please. This last week, I was flipping through some channels on the radio and come across on 650, they have some local preachers, local ministers, whatever you want to call them. And this one, I think, I'm pretty sure he's the head minister of Bayside Church over in Roseville, Rockland area. I'm pretty sure that's the guy. I recognize his voice. That was the one where Kathy and I went that one time with my money man. And they had the stage and they had the smoke going across it and everything. And even then, he didn't preach, but he was talking about something that kind of caught my ear for a minute. He was talking about death. He's talking about the death of a loved one. He had taken the people to the book of Genesis, where Abraham was burying Sarah. And Sarah, he had to go and he had to purchase a field so that he could bury Sarah in that cave at the field there. And up to that point, I was kind of interested in what he was having to say about Abraham and what he was saying about how being a sojourner through the world, we are sojourners through this world. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through to the world, to the home that God has prepared for us. And he came to a point where he was addressing how Abraham was dealing with the death of his wife. They were married for quite a long time. You got to remember, they both lived into their hundreds. So he made a statement. And his statement was this. He goes, those of us who have received the offer of salvation. And I immediately reached up, clicked it, turned it off. I got to tell you something. That offends me. That offends me a great deal. Here's a man standing before people and making the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ sound as something that you can accept, reject, something of not of any worth, something common. Amen. Salvation is of the Lord.
Yes. From beginning to end.
That's not an offer. That's a fact. Salvation was accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ when the blood of God was shed on that cross. That was not something that maybe could happen. It did happen. Our Lord said, it is finished. That means it's done. Salvation is done. That's my only source of assurance. Because when I look in the mirror and see this flesh of mine, I know there's no strength in it. If it's left up to me to make a decision for Christ, then I'm going to fail every time. I did for 40 years. It wasn't until he decided to call me out of that darkness. I was offended by it. Here's a man who people seek some kind of hope from. People who are grieving from the death of their family, maybe a close member or something. What can I think in my mind as I'm considering that my child is no longer with me? I've never had to experience that, but I watched my brother go through it. I saw the sorrow that can fill a man's heart when their child is taken from him. What kind of comfort is that? That if only you would have. Or only if you would do this. then you too could be up there and not down there. Here's a man whom people seek some kind of hope from for the pain of losing a loved one, and all he gives them is a possibility. A maybe. That's what an offer is, isn't it? Is that not what an offer implies? I want to offer you something. Maybe you'll take it, maybe you won't. To declare that salvation is something offered is to declare that it's a possibility. If you do this, if you do that. It's offered as a possibility, like maybe one could accept it or maybe one would reject it. Can there be any assurance in an offer? Can you put your hopes in something that is offered? Can anyone hope in something that is just a possibility or a maybe? When I look into scriptures, when I look into God's word, I see assurance. It is done. It is finished. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. That's not possibilities. That's not an offer. That's a declaration. I see facts, not maybes, not possibilities. I see shalls. I see musts. I see assurance. Are you with me in Isaiah 43, look at verse 1 through 13. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I will possibly redeem you. For I will redeem something, and if you want it, you can have it. If you don't, you don't have to. No, you're right, Daryl. That's not what it says at all. What does God's word say? It says, I have redeemed thee. Does that sound like an offer?
No.
I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. We just didn't know it. We ran around through this life thinking it was just all about us. It was all about me. I can take care of this. I can do this. Oops, I stumbled. I get back up. I'll do it again. No. I am his. And he is mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God. Making the salvation of God an offer takes away the sovereignty of him. It steps on his glory. It puts the glory and the sovereignty in man instead. That's making yourself to be God. Did you know that? When we say that our will is above the will of our Creator, then we're saying that the pot has the right to say what it wants to be. The potter has no say-so. I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight. What were we? We were precious. He has loved us from everlasting to everlasting. Before we were ever even born, God chose us in his Son to be redeemed, to be his Son, to be our Savior. That's not an offer. That's a declaration. A declaration that salvation is of the Lord and of the Lord alone. Something not a single man alive or woman alive has deserved. No, in fact, what we deserve is exactly the opposite. We have sinned against our God. All you got to do is doubt, and you have sinned against God. Wanted that to sink in for a minute. All you got to do is think, and you have sinned against God. Thankfully, our Lord has a people. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let the nations be gathered together and the people, and let the people be as assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Who do you say that he is? The Son of the living God. Creator of all things, all-powerful God in the flesh. How can you and I say that? Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. And here's what I want you to see. I have declared and have saved. God does not offer salvation, he declares it. He declares it in his Son. The blood of God was shed on that old rugged cross. Little over 2,000 years ago, salvation is done. Put down your works. Put down your high and mighty thoughts. And look to the Savior. He who declares himself. I have declared and I have saved. And I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I and my Father are one, he says. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and none shall pluck anyone out of my hands. I and my Father are one. None can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Now, if you would turn over to Mark chapter 1. My title this morning is this: Salvation Declared. God is not offering salvation to anyone. To say that salvation is offered is to give authority to the receiver. That's exactly what an offer is. Here, won't you take this? Please have it. It is to give the power to the one that is being offered to, relinquishing the power from the one who saves. I'll let you have the power. Isn't that what he's saying? Isn't that what that's saying? But maybe you can do it. That's not what I hear in Scripture. What I hear in Scripture are, there are none that seeketh after me. There are none good. It is to give the power to the one that it is being offered to and relinquishing the power from the one who saves. Yet all power is in heaven and in earth, and even under the earth belong to the Lord Jesus, do they not? He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people. Not might, not maybe, not possibly, but shall save his people. The Lord Jesus Christ has all power, for he is the creator of all things. This is why I read that article about the sovereignty. We don't want to toy with that ever. That would be destruction on our part. Either he is Lord of all, or he is not Lord at all. And the Lord of Scripture is Lord of all. Nothing can turn his hand. Nothing can separate his people from the love that is in Christ Jesus the Lord. Not even us. He makes us willing in the day of his power. I thought I was running around running my own life, but it wasn't it at all. God was actually working all things out for my good to call me out of that darkness in the day that he thought was right. And it was perfect according to him. Our Lord is the creator of power. He is all power. He is the Alpha, the Omega. All things are of him, through him, and for him. When we speak of our Savior, we speak of him with all authority, sovereign ruler over everything. Everything about him has all authority over... What did I write there? Everything about him is authoritative, and he has authority over all things. His word is authoritative. This is his word. This is the truth. Everything else has been mixed up with men. You got to be really careful about reading commentators. Those are men. Always look into scriptures. And see if it says so. His word is, he is sovereign in all things. His word is truth. Everything about his word shows his authority over all things. He has not relinquished his authority, including the authority over the devils. How often we read where the devil has to get permission from our Lord to do anything. His life shows us his sovereignty there. He walked perfectly in this world, fulfilling every jot, every tittle, every little spot of the law in our case. He had authority over his death. He says, no man took it from me. I laid down my life. I will pick it up again. His resurrection. He was raised to sit on his throne. His seat on his throne shows his sovereignty. He rules over everything, interceding for his children. He speaks, and it is so. Are you with me in Mark verses 1? Let's read 14 through 20. Chapter 1, 14 through 20. Now after that, John was put in prison, and Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting the net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Now we're talking about salvation declared. Everything our Lord Jesus does is a declaration. Proving that right here. And straight away, they forsook their nets and followed him. Two men fishing on the side of the ocean. Straight away they dropped everything. The power of God moved in their hearts. Continue on. And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and they went after him. This is the power that our Lord Jesus Christ has. The same power that called Lazarus from the tomb. And I've said this before, but it bears repeating. Lazarus came forth to show the power of God in that call. Lazarus, come forth. And this is what he does teaching every one of his people. Lazarus came forth even though he was still bound. He came forth. John Reeves came forth even though I was still bound by the world around me. I came forth and I heard the word of God. When our Lord spoke to Lazarus, did he not have to hear it? That means Christ put life in him because he was dead. He had to put life in him so that he could hear. Dead men can't hear anything. This is the power of God. When our Lord in his power said, "It is finished." It is finished. Now we got to learn this lesson the hard way, some of us. And I am one who follows in that very footstep. I learned things the hard way. I think it was a week or so ago I shared with you about how when I was a child I stuck my finger in the lighter and burnt my finger. Not more than 20 seconds after Dad said, "Don't do that." I've been doing that all my life. Jonah, go and preach to the Ninevites. Ooh, no, those are bad people. They're really nasty people. I don't want to go preach to them. I'm going to go the other direction. Jonah had to learn it the hard way. He had to learn by dying in the belly of the fish that salvation is of the Lord. And when the Lord spit him out of that fish onto dry land, he knew the message that he would have for those people. And it wasn't a message of God might save you if you'll let him. It wasn't a message of here's salvation if you'll just come down and take it. It wasn't a message of you could be saved if you will just do this and stop doing the foolish things that you were doing. It was the message of this: salvation is of the Lord. And this is the peace that God's people have, is we know that it was all of Him. And we know that nothing we could have done could have brought us to that at all. I ask you this. Does what we just read about the fishermen, does that sound like an offer? A possibility or maybe? If you declare a lie that robs God of His glory, that offends me. You tell me that salvation is a possibility. You're telling me that your God is worthless. I'm telling you about a Jesus Christ who died with all power in heaven and earth. I'm telling you about a God who rules over everything, including the wicked hearts of men. A God who comes in and cuts that wicked heart out of His people and gives them a new heart that believes Him. You sit here this morning believing the Lord Jesus Christ, it's because the Lord Jesus Christ is doing a work in your heart. It's not because He's offered you something to believe in. He is putting that belief in you. That's why He says, even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, it's still from God. It's still perfect. It's the gift from Him. Look at verses 21 and 22. And when they had went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, He entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at His doctrine. For He taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. The scribes were running around saying you had to be circumcised. The scribes were running around saying, you have to do this, you have to do that, you've got to go over here on the Sabbath day. Jesus Christ is our Sabbath day. We rest in His work, in His work alone. He is the one who circumcises the heart. The flesh is going to burn up. It's going to go away to dust. Our Lord Jesus spoke as one of authority. Salvation is declared. His word is the word of authority. As we read in Isaiah, can you go back there for just a moment, if you would? So I should have asked you to mark your Bibles. I apologize for that. Go back to Isaiah, if you would. This time, let's look at verse 44, or chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1. And yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant. Hear what the Lord says, ye people of God, ye servants of the great high, ye of Israel, whom he has chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee, fear not. Salvation is of the Lord. You have nothing to fear if you're one of His. O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jerusalem, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God, and who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming shall come, let them show unto them, fear ye not, neither be afraid, I have told you thee from the time that I have declared it. Who declared it? When God speaks, it's a declaration. This is a declaration of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done. This is a declaration of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for His people. Cleansed them completely from all their sins. God remembers their sins no more because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. What the Bible tells us He has done. He gave His life for us. I told thee from that time and have declared it. Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. The God of Scripture declares salvation is of the Lord. The glory is His and His alone. We, the recipients of His love, the recipients of His mercy, His grace, are called with a holy calling. And that calling is a calling of authority. Sovereign ruler over everything. It's not a possibility. It's for sure. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. We are washed in the blood of God, the blood with power, and it has the power to cleanse a lost sinner. When God reveals His Son and one of His chosen saints, we don't speak of something offered because there's no assurance in an offer. My Lord moved into my heart. He took up residence. Has He taken up residence in yours?
Yes.
Does your heart burn to hear the word of the Lord? Do you want to hear more about Jesus and what he's done for you? We declare salvation is done, finished, completed, and perfect in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.